Good morning. I am Skipper Rapport. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Good morning. How are you doing this morning? Here you are once again. Morning Connection Podcast number 95. 95 days in a row. We've connected in this manner. Congratulations for following through on your daily discipline, your ritual of downloading and listening to this podcast while you're working out, while you're driving. Your daily discipline, a part of your day that you devote to yourself. You block out everything else and you listen to this stimulating talk, stimulating thoughts in your mind to make you really think about where you really want to go in life, all the things, all the experiences, all the accomplishments that you really want, and then evaluate if you have the thoughts and you're taking the actions and not taking the actions that are going to eventually help you get to that place where you've decided that you really want to go. I congratulate you for following through once again. You're building that trust in yourself. When you say you're going to do something, when you know something is going to help you, you actually follow through. Also, you're building trust in other people. Here we are, 95 days in a row. I said I was going to meet with you in this manner. I was going to produce this Morning Connection podcast where we can talk about you and your life. Sure, I tell you my stories, my experiences, my failures, along with some of my successes, but it's all about you. All right, I committed to doing this for you. And every time you click on skiplacour.com, iTunes, my Facebook page, if you're watching this clip on YouTube, you are getting the feel of what it is like to put your trust in somebody, to plan your day around them and what they say they're going to do for you. Right? And then they follow through. Just think if you were to fill your life with five or six quality people who follow through and do what they say, just like I'm doing for you. There's more people out there who do what they say than just me. You have to build that trust in other people if you're going to develop the quality of life that you really want. So now the skill set that you need to develop is how to identify those people. And how to lock onto those people, create win-win situations where not only do you benefit from them, you find a way to create value for that other person. And through this trust in yourself, your trust in other people, your skill set, developing that way, those ways to identify those people to surround yourself with that can pull you forward and not hold you back. Right? That's how you create a quality life. I do this for you, for your tremendous support of Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line. You know, that's why I do this. This is my way to connect with you, let you know who I am, what I'm all about, who that man is, who's making the decisions to produce those high quality supplements for you. You get a chance to get to know me when you're making that decision. So why the hell? Why would you go anywhere else? Why would you go to GNC and buy that red bottle or blue bottle? You know, there's some man, some person at the head of that company who is making a decision, a man just like me. You have no idea who he is, what he's all about. You can put your faith and trust in him or somebody you get to know like me through these Morning Connection podcasts, plus everything else I do to motivate you, to inspire you, to get you to think about your life and where you're going, right? We've created this connection. That's what Morning Connection is all about. So right when I turn off the microphone, I get to work all day long, 10, 12, 15 hours, whatever it takes to provide you with the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition, bodybuilding supplements, and that's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. And it doesn't matter if you are trying to be a big champion bodybuilder, or you're just trying to build a little muscle, lose a little body fat, just become a more healthy person, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, I have it for you. If you're on skipplecore.com, click the Mass Machine Nutrition link. You'll see the entire product line. If you're on iTunes, go over to skipplecore.com and click the Mass Machine Nutrition link. And if you are on bodybuilding.com, you are just one click away from making your investment in Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. And I really appreciate that. Thank you for reciprocating all this effort I am putting into helping you. Also, a big shout out to my Results University students. Those of you who have enrolled in Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, 26 hours of video, 23 hours of audio instruction with workbooks. I'm going to do whatever it takes using all my experience to coach you to the next level, no matter what level you're at right now. And because I want you to be the total package, both inside and outside the gym. You know, that's what we talk about in this Morning Connection podcast. It's not only about building muscle, losing body fat, looking good. It's being the total package, being the man you want to be both inside and outside of the gym. And because that is so important to me as your coach, as your mentor, as your friend, to emphasize being the very best version of you, I've added my Manformation Alpha Male Leadership Strategy course to Results University. 11 hours of audio instruction, ebooks, there's videos. 11 hours, right? You can download all of this Results University right to your computer, right? I have an outline. I have the overview. Even if you are just thinking about investing in the course, go to skipplecore.com, click Results University. You can download the course outline, 44 pages, a one-hour audio overview. So I want you to feel really comfortable about the investment that you're making, and join all those like-minded people who are just like you, who put their faith and trust in me and are achieving amazing results with Results University. And I am always looking for ways to provide more value. And every week I give you a half-hour podcasted lesson on top of everything else to keep you current, keep on top of you, to push you, guide you, give you that tough love that you need to continue with the process so you actually master it. 20 minutes, I talk about bodybuilding and training. In another 10 minutes, I talk about Manformation. So that's Results University. Big shout out to my one-on-one coaching students, those people who are really committed. They've dedicated 3, 6, and 12 months to talk with me for 1 half hour. Every week, every single week, we talk at the same time on the same day. And I coach you, I guide you, give you assignments. You also have the opportunity to record every single phone consultation. And that's such a great added value. And those recordings, they're gold. I mean, even well past our 3, 6, or 12 months together, you can listen to those recordings and you're a different person. You can continue to learn from them. So all of my one-on-one coaching students, they are so committed. They are into these podcasts. So a big shout out to you. So here we are, Morning Connection podcast number 95. And what I'm doing right now is I'm counting down the 10 very best life lessons that I've learned. I've learned throughout my life. You can do a Google search, see all the things that I've done throughout my life. In addition to becoming a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and traveling around the world, meeting a lot of people, being endorsed by several supplement companies and business all the way up to my own supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition. In addition, traveling around the country with peak performance coaches, motivational speakers, working in that business, learning about the motivation, the needs, the fears, everything about regular people, not just muscle-bound people, not just fitness people, of, you know, those things that what it takes to get to the next level. So with all of that life experience, you know, I'm still learning. I'm just like you. This is a game. This is a challenge. This is a puzzle that, hey, get used to it. You're going to be playing that game, figuring out that puzzle, working that combination, for the rest of your life. So just get used to it. If you think you're just going to work really hard, be a good person, even be effective, and then you can just set it and forget it. So the rest of your life, you're on cruise control. You know, if you're the type of person who really pushes yourself, who wants the most out of life, you know, that day is not going to happen. So you might as well get used to that right now. I remember a time that, you know, I was pushing and grinding and succeeding and failing along the way. And, you know, I said, wow, does this go on forever? You know, I must have been 20, 25 years old at that time. And I could just tell you, it does last forever. And that's the fun of it. You got to see it as fun. That's the excitement. So if you feel that you're on that grind, well, as your coach, as your big brother, as your friend, hey, there's nothing wrong with you. Take it from me. That's just the way that it works. You're in very good company, right? So sometimes, you know, putting that pressure on yourself, feeling that angst that you're not doing something right, man, it could be really aggravating and really detract, take away from this whole life experience, enjoying it at the greatest level. So I want you to feel comfortable that you are normal. You're in great company if you feel that angst, that desire to keep on pushing it, and it never seems to end. You know, throughout these podcasts, I talk a lot about my challenges, my mistakes, and, you know, that's how I've come up with these 10 very best life lessons, right? And most of them have come from my mistakes. So let's review on my life lesson number 10 on podcast number 91. You must get in the close proximity to the level of success that you really want. Number 9, podcast number 2, podcast number 92. When you really become the great person you say you are, you will magically start being in the company of great people just like you. Number 8 in podcast number 93, take on as much stress as humanly possible, as often as possible, to create the life that you really want. Podcast number 7, podcast number 94, life lesson number 7, if people aren't treating you the way you want them to treat you, take a long, hard look at yourself first. And so that was in podcast number 94. So today, life lesson number 6. Balance in life can only be determined by you and be measured in longer time periods. All right? So today's the life lesson that I learned through my angst, through my pain, through my experience, my successes, my failures. Balance in life can only be determined by you and be measured in longer time periods, right? So you know what it's like. You know, you're working hard, you're focused on your goals and your dreams, and hey, the best things in life, they have a price tag on them, right? You got to pay that price, and that price that you pay is time, focus, dedication, effort, seclusion, right? All that sacrifice. And sometimes you get a little out of balance, right? You're neglecting certain parts of your life. One of the biggest challenges is you understanding and appreciating that you got to put in the work, you got to make those sacrifices. You yourself have sold yourself that you're going to have to be imbalanced for a while. All right, to get to where you really want to go. I mean, that's a job itself. How many times do you reflect, hey, life is about enjoying the company of people. What's good of me? What's the good of me working so hard and being so focused if I can't enjoy life? You know, it takes a big sale job to get yourself going, to step up and do what you must do. I mean, the battle of being successful, being fulfilled, living that life that you really want, man, it starts in your own head. That battle is in your own mind. And so just winning that, you're ahead of the masses, all right? But then what happens? What happens after that? You know, then you have your friends and your family. And let's assume that there are people who really care about you. They really want the best for you. They love you. And they see you putting yourself through this self-imposed pressure, this stress, this grind, this what we call excitement, right? And, you know, they want you to stop and slow down and maybe spend some time with them, right? And we're going to assume that they're not trying to tear you down, ruin your dreams, squash your dreams, right? Let's just assume that they just, you know, really care about you and they think you're pushing yourself too hard, right? And you get that constant pressure. Like I said, it's tough enough as it is for you to sell yourself, to make the sacrifices, to be imbalanced, to forego those good times, more sleep, more rest, those good foods, those times you could be with your friends, having fun rather than going to the gym. And I'm sure you enjoy going to the gym at some level, but you know, you're sacrificing that time that you could be doing other things by going to the gym. You're sacrificing the short-term gratification of eating that food that you really want for your bodybuilding and training goals, let's say, right? And then you got, you know, the people around you who supposedly care about you and love you. They're messing with your head, telling you that you need to get balanced. Hell, you were thinking that yourself, and now, you know, people you love, and maybe even some people you respect are telling you that. I mean, that becomes a real challenge, doesn't it? Well, this is when you have to be strong in yourself, and that's what I want to be here for you. I want to be here to be that coach, that mentor, that, you know, that voice that tells you to keep on keeping on and to persist, and that the path that you're taking, these thoughts that you're thinking, the level of effort that you're putting in. That's what everybody who achieves what you want in life, what you really want, they've gone through it. No matter how it may appear now, if it looks like they just are so smooth, they have it all down, it's effortless. I'm telling you, they've gone through this same angst, pain, imbalance, work as you have. And you have to appreciate that. You know, a lot of times people, you know, they've gone through the grind, just like you. We've talked about how everything is hard before it becomes easy, right? And right now you're going through the hard time. You know it's challenging, it's difficult, right? And you're willing to pay that price. Well, if the people are ahead of you on the process, they've been thinking and taking action for a long enough period of time, right? They've gone through everything that you're going through, and it's become easier for them. And so instead of looking at them saying, geez, you know what, I have it so much more difficult than them. Man, it's tough balancing my life. They seem to do it easily. They can do it with a smile on their face. They have the support of their friends, family. However you see it, what you need to do instead of convincing yourself that they have it easier, convince yourself that's what it's going to be like for you when you keep on keeping on, when it becomes easier after this point in time where it's hard. It's going to be just as easy for you. Adopt that belief right now. Everything is hard before it becomes easy. They've just put in their time. They went through everything you're going through. They were imbalanced. They made the sacrifices. Now it's easy. So look at them, you know, with gratitude. What is in store for you instead of trying to diminish their accomplishments and convincing yourself that they had breaks that you just don't have. A lot of people do that. I'll tell you, that's one mindset that you really want to stay away from, right? That's the masses who are frustrated, who don't get what they want. You know, that's the way they look at it. It gives them short-term gratification. They can say, it's not me. Other people just had it easier than I did, right? But that short-term gratification is going to cause long-term pain. When I look at anybody, whether it's their physique, whether it's their accomplishments, I don't care at what level, their relationships, right? Their financial status, their material possessions, again, their level of health, whatever it is, when I see somebody who's achieved it, you know, I make the assumption that they really earned it, that they're just further along in the process than me, or maybe that they took more sacrifices than I did, I do whatever I can to assume that they really earned it, right? I don't make it tougher on myself and thinking I got it so hard, right? That's going to cause you long-term pain, all right? So, man, you got to stick to your goals. You got to stick to your dreams, you know, and that's what I'm here to tell you, right? That, you know, nobody gets from point A to point B, regardless of what that battle is going on in your mind, regardless of what your, and let's just assume the best, that your loving and concerned friends and family who see you working so hard with that self-imposed pressure that you're putting on yourself to become the best, right? Nobody gets to that magnificent point in their life without imbalance, without extreme focus and dedication, right? They did not do it by, you know, only working 8 hours a day, you know, always being the closest and most connected with their friends and family, traveling around the world, you know, kickback time, you know, and balance eating, balance training, you know. Okay, number one is, what the hell is balance anyway? That has to be defined by you and you alone. And, you know, let me just tell you, that's a challenge all by itself, because your mind is going to waver. But when you lock on, you got to decide what balance is to you. And everybody has different ways to get from point A to point B. Well, you don't realize when somebody's really succeeded at something. You have no idea what they sacrificed. And don't ask them either, because unless they're really introspective like you about their life, they don't realize it. Maybe they sacrifice so much. Like, I don't like drinking. I don't like going out. So if you say, hey, what were all the things that you sacrificed? They may not be able to tell you because they didn't see it as sacrifice, right? Everybody has their own values and likes and desires. And so they may have achieved this level of success. And when you ask them about it, it may seem effortless. And that may be misleading to you. I remember when I was on ESPN television going all over the country with my contests and guest appearances, and I had my full-time job, and I had my assistant manager, who was a good friend of mine. You know, somebody, they were interested because they would, you know, the guy who was working at the grocery store, I mean, his pictures would be in the magazines on the grocery store shelves. And so it was intriguing to a lot of the people who worked at the stores, maybe the different departments who didn't have a lot of contact with me. And so they wouldn't come to me, but they would come to my assistant manager. And they would say, you know, how does he do all this stuff? How does he do all this stuff? You know, when does he have time to play pool or have a beer with his buddies? And my assistant manager, Carrie, he said, that was my assistant manager's name, Carrie Vaughn, I think you're on my Facebook page. I don't know if you listen to these podcasts, but hello. Carrie told them that, hey, he doesn't do those things. And they were shocked. They couldn't believe that somebody would forego those things. But here's the thing about it. I had no desire. Man, I was so focused on where I was going. I was totally loving what I was doing. Sure, it came with awesome things. It came with a lot of challenges and a lot of sacrifice. And I'm always sure that I point those things out and let you guys know about those. Right? I didn't want to play pool. I don't, to this day, even with more time, I don't want to play pool now. And I didn't want to play then. I'm not a beer drinker. Right? Beer, pool, I don't care if I had more time on my hands, I wouldn't have done that, right? So everybody has their own value. Don't assume that everybody wants to do all the things that you want to do, and they did all those things, and they achieved this level of success. They might, and don't ask them because they just did what they had to do, right? And so they can't always talk about all the pain and all the suffering to help you relate. And it may not be your idea of pain and suffering, and certainly not theirs. The other thing about it is once they get over the hump, you know, everything's hard before it becomes easy, and now it's easier for them, they're totally detached from the pain. Now, they're just looking forward to the next level. Right? So you have to understand that, you know, those people that you admire, they went through an imbalance like you, and they can't help you define that. You have to define it yourself. You can't go by what your friends or families, even some of what your mentors say. That's where you got to be strong in yourself, you know, and define what balance in life is to you. And you can't live by anybody else's standards. And you know what? Don't waste your time by making other people wrong or bad people or dream crushers or dream killers. You know, a couple things. One is, again, they may just be telling you to slow down and be more balanced because they love and care about you. Maybe you need to be more elegant and more calm and more poised while you're going through it. Maybe as you're going through the imbalance in the grind, the challenge, the game, maybe you need to put a smile on your face and relax those face muscles, walk with certainty and confidence, so then they wouldn't be so damn worried about you. Maybe you can help yourself out and having them get off your back if you played it off like it was a lot more enjoyable process. That's number one. But don't assume that they're dream crushers, dream killers. I see this all the time. I see all the posts on Facebook and everywhere. The other thing is, look, we all have different values. What's important to us, what's not important to us. And, you know, we're all wired differently for many different reasons. Nobody's going to have an exact match. And you just got to understand that they worked, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of their life developing this set of values, going through their game, going through their challenge, right? And this is what they've decided is the way to live life. Good for them. Most people never even figure that out, right? So when they see you living this different life, they can't understand it. It's taken all these 20, 30, 40, 50 years to sell themselves. You're making their brain go fried. Why do you want to do those things? You have to understand that. That took a lot of time for them to figure out what they believe is the way the world should work. And so maybe they just see what you're doing as odd. You have to be the bigger person and understand that. I've got a one-on-one coaching client, Craig in New York City. And, he's moving. He's shaking. He's doing his thing. And this was strange to me. And the challenge that he went through is that, you know, his parents actually, you know, went to his home and had an intervention. They caught him when he was, coming home from the gym and said, hey, look, you need to spend more time with your family. You need to do this. You need to do that. I go, wow, I feel very fortunate. I mean, my parents have put, zero. They haven't put their nose into anything that I've done. I mean, they've been just totally supportive, even probably in times where they probably didn't want to be supportive. But certainly, I mean, can you imagine this guy comes home and his parents, the people who he loves, who has influenced him his entire life, they don't support his efforts? Hell, you think it was tough enough for him to step up, get up early every single day, persist, go through the stress, take on all that stress, right? Go to bed late at night. And now he's got the people who he loves, the people who care about him, you know, making it an official intervention, right? So those are just some things to think about, right? So it's really dependent on you. You have to be the leader. Like I said, you know, when you carry it off, like you're calm, cool, confident, you're optimistic, you're happy in the journey. I think that was with my parents. I wasn't bitching and complaining about all the bad things about my life, how stressful this is, right? So it was probably a lot easier to support me and get on board. So maybe you need to quit bitching and complaining to all your friends and family, and then they won't they won't thrust their values and opinions upon you. Now, I know Craig well enough that that's not what he did. I think it had more to do with, You know, his parents were very certain on the way a person should live their life. But that's something that you can do for yourself. Really focus on the positive, understanding that, you know, your friends and family really care about you. So the happier that you are, I'm sure the easier it will be for them to support you. So remember that. But here's another point about this whole balance in life thing. Is you can't measure it in a day-to-day or even week-to-week or even a month-to-month type of scale, meaning that, you know, every single day you've got to train, you got to work out, you got to eat right, and you got to enjoy all this time with your family, you got to travel, you got to call your friends, you know, you got to read X amount of time, you got to, you know, all these things, right? You have to do a little bit of everything to stay balanced, and you try to do that every single day, if not every single week. If not for months, you know what happens? You become one of those jack of all trades, master at none. It may take 3 solid months of living an imbalanced life where you're totally focusing on that one area of life, making it a habit in the way you think and you take action, right? And then you can kind of, you know, set it and forget it to an extent because it's now ingrained in your thought process, in your daily process, right? That time period might be, I don't know, 6 months or a year. You know, when it comes to Results University students, man formation, I say, hey, give me 3 months. 3 months of being in balance to focus on this area of your life, man, you'll have it mastered forever. As everything is hard, it will become easy. But I prepare them for the imbalance as they're on their way towards mastery. So you need to remember that. I'll tell you, you know, when it comes to my physical fitness or a lot of things, you know, that I do well, man, there is no way. I just want to tell you guys this. You know, no way whatsoever in any way, shape, and form would anybody have described my life as balanced in those times, maybe even to this point. Although, as you can tell now, it is more balanced. You know, I still have a very great physique. I love working out. I'm effective and efficient in the gym. You know, I know about eating and training, but you see my coaching skills. If you've followed me over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years, you know, can do some Google searches to check out everything that I've done. You know, now it's more balanced. Coaching, business, obviously, Mass Machine Nutrition, hell, that's imbalanced for the last 4 years. All right. But now, you know, with a family, a loving wife, baby, and everything that I have in store, it's more balanced. But this life that I'm living right now, that, you know, again, some people, that's, you know, their definition, their values, may think it's still imbalanced, right? You think this is imbalanced? You think this is imbalanced? You know, again, those of you who have been following my career and coming along with this journey with me, this is nothing compared to like 15 years ago. Right? And that's the thing. You got to go in periods of time. I wouldn't have this opportunity to talk to you right now. You wouldn't even know who I am to listen to me. I wouldn't even have, you know, the insight to share with you or the confidence to share with you if I didn't go through all that time of extreme focus, put in my 10,000 hours, so to speak, as, you know, in the book, Outliers, you know, those who truly master, they've studied that, they've got 10,000 hours of mastery. You know, break that down. How many hours? Someone to focus on one subject to become a true master, right? Well, you know, and then you can use it for the rest of your life before you go on to master something else. But I'm just telling you, I had, you know, I don't even want to give you that impression. You know, you'll never hear from me as your coach, as your friend, as someone you may look to as a mentor, that, man, you got to have balance in life. You got to have balance in life. One, because I don't want to put that pressure on you, because I know it's hard to come up with a definition yourself, and that's what we talked about. Number two, you got so many other people telling you that. I don't want to be one of those people who isn't empathetic to your unique situation, what your goals are, to be telling you that. Three, I didn't live it, and I don't believe that's how it works. I think that balance in life has to be, you might go 5 years of imbalance. And then, you know, 7 years later, you'll be able to balance it out because of you know, that time that you spent towards mastery in those other areas, right? You go on to the next one. You got to, this whole balance thing, it can't be in days or weeks or months. You got to spread it out to maybe even years and be willing, be happy, be enthusiastic about that price you're paying, knowing that you're on your way, you know, towards that life that you really want. And, you know, I talk about it with such certainty now. It comes up many times in bodybuilding and training because, you know, people, especially at the beginning where they're making that radical shift in their lives, and other people they admire at first, and then it gets grating on other people, you know, later. Then it starts working on them. They ask me a lot about balance in life. So, you know, as a coach, I've been able to really break it down for so many years, but I've lived it so many times. There's been so many times where, you know, I'm preparing for a contest. Everything on that side of it was going so well, right? Because of, you know, all the time, but man, the amount of imbalance that I had to live, to actually, you know, make to excel at that level, I doubted myself, you know, all the time. I don't want to put you through that doubt because I know what it takes. But again, if you see where I am with the opportunities, again, to speak with you, to provide you with Mass Machine nutrition supplements, to get up every morning and do a podcast like this for, you know, 95 days in a row, right? There's a certain amount of freedom that's involved where I can create my life and design my life and create these relationships with you. That, you know, all those hours that I spent, I talked about, you know, falling asleep when I was going through that transition between working at my job for many years, working as a bodybuilding writer. I was creating products at that time too, and trying to live some life where I'd fall asleep after 15 seconds of sitting on a couch, right? Definitely, you know, imbalanced, right? Imbalanced. Man, look at those times with a lot of mixed emotions because it was painful at times, you know, but that puts me to this position that, you know, I feel fortunate to connect in you this manner. It's the life that I created. It's the price that I paid. Imbalance is something that you just have to look at differently. And like I said, eagerly take it on. And I want to coach you. I want to guide you. I want to be that voice to help you get through that process. And again, realize everybody, whether they can tell you that or not, you know, read biographies and, you know, step into that as you're going through the grind. Try to read through the lines, between the lines, with all the angst and the imbalance that they went through. It could be really uplifting to know you're on the right path, that you're following the same path as the great people you admire. And if I'm one of those people, man, I'm telling you, this grind that you're going through, this imbalance that you're feeling, I know the game with yourself. I know the game, the game with other people. And I know the game, well, how long should it be this way? You know, should it be 6 months or 6 years? How long is this going to last? And keep on keeping on. So I went through a lot of angst and I went through a lot of pain. I think that maybe in some areas of my life too, that I should have understood that lesson a little bit better myself, and I should have kept on pressing through and living in balance for a longer period of time to even put myself in a better position. I talk about it all the time. You know, my life was so imbalanced with the competitive bodybuilding. And, you know, I was approached by some really good people to, you know, start my own supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, which perfectly dovetails with everything that I do, everything that I travel around the world creating a name for myself. I mean, it's the perfect step for everything that I've done. You know, one thing that I feel proud of, you know, as I offer you bodybuilding training supplements, is that, you know, I didn't all of a sudden start doing podcasts or writing articles or trying to help motivate you or guide you once I had supplements to sell you. You know, I've been putting in a lot of work helping you for good many 15 years before I even offered Mass Machine Nutrition. All right, you know, a lot of it's interesting to me. There are, you know, quite a few people who, you know, start supplement companies, and they may be known to whatever extent for their talents. They really focus. They have that imbalance on, you know, their physique. They became a champion, and now all of a sudden, now that they have a supplement company or they have something to sell you, now they're becoming the coach and becoming the teacher. Well, you know, I came to this point because I worked just as hard as many people to become a competitor, and I also worked just as hard creating more imbalance, more sacrifices, learning all these skills to coach, teach, and write, and share my message. So I was even more balanced there. So I feel, you know, very comfortable with the fact that, you know, asking for your support, creating this win-win situation with Mass Machine Nutrition. So those are my thoughts on balance. I know this is a challenge that, you know, many of us go through and will continue to go through. And I know that even in the coming months that, you know, I'll still question myself to see if I have it right, redefining my own definition. And what I talked about in podcast, you know, number 93 on my life lesson number 8 is to take on as much stress as humanly possible, as often as possible. I understand that you get stronger the more imbalance, the more stress you take on. And I've got this plan to cycle in 2014. You know, January and February, just whatever it takes, however many hours, whatever stress, put myself under it, step up, grow emotionally, get stronger, get tougher. And, you know, and then, you know, in the third month, maybe, you know, don't go to zero, but, you know, maybe take down the stress down a few notches, or maybe it's a 7.5 or an 8, you know, still maintaining everything that I've done, right? And kind of, you know, maybe relax a little, catch my breath. And then in April for 2 more months, going back into extreme mode, like interval training, right? On the cardio, right? Interval training as far as taking on stress and being in balance. So I'm always looking for strategies. I'm just like you, trying to get better and better at all everything that I do and figure out this game of life along with you. So that's a lesson, my best life lesson to date. Number 6, balance in life can only be determined by you and be measured in longer time periods. So before we wrap up this Morning Connection podcast, let's go through our daily discipline, right? What's that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? You pushed yourself a little bit further than you would have thought you would have for the greater good. Right? And for that particular day, it was that one thing that impressed you most. We all have those things every single day. What was it for you? And did you know it right when you did it? Did you know right when you did it? Maybe it happened at 8:00 in the morning that this was going to be in the running for the most impressive thing that you did for the day that was just starting. And then what was that cool moment where you just stopped and said, wow, life is good. You know, a feeling, an emotion, something you observed, something in another person, something in yourself, that cool moment. And did you know that while it was happening? And maybe you had 2 or 3 that, man, I can't decide. So many cool moments. Man, when you get this mindset down, when you get this mental conditioning down, man, it is so powerful. You know, I know we're going through this podcast and I ask you these questions all the time. You know, we're practicing or exercising. I'm pushing you as your coach so you can make it a habit, right? You know, soon this will go into your subconscious mind, and then you'll have it for the rest of your life. A New Results University and one-on-one coaching student, by the way, Ryan, he emailed me yesterday about his the thing that impressed him is that it was going to be 1,000 pounds on the leg press. And that was something that he was going to work up to. And he had kind of in his mind this informal time frame that he was going to do 1,000 pounds on the leg press. But because he's in Results University, because he's already into the Manformation program, he took on the mantra, if I think it, I must do it. So today was the day he was going to try doing it. push himself months ahead of time and did, he said he did 5 great reps with that weight. Just think how much he's propelling himself forward because he's to that very impressive place a lot sooner so that he can get to higher and higher levels even sooner in the process. Man, it's that type of thinking. If I think it, I must do it. That's what puts you ahead at a faster rate. And so that was that thing, that cool moment for Ryan. And I appreciate those comments. Hey, get me involved in the process. I'd love to hear your cool moments. I'd love to hear the things that impress you most. Just email me at skip@skiplacour.com. And then what was that thing that you really want? I mean, if you were unstoppable for 3 years, you do all the stuff we talk about, you've learned these life lessons, you've executed them, right? You're unstoppable. What would that be able to earn you? You worked hard, you became that person, and because of that, you got this thing, all right? This experience, this place, this relationship, this body, whatever it is to you that you really, really want after 3 years of this type of thinking, taking the type of actions that we're talking about, not taking the actions that you know you shouldn't be taking. And in 3 years, what's that thing that you really want? Really take a moment right now and think about that. Visualize it. Get it more crisp and clear, more colorful in your mind right now. All right, so that's going to conclude Morning Connection, podcast number 95. 95, right? And so we'll continue these life lessons with number 5 tomorrow. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.